This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Philly chef Townsend Wentz opens a new restaurant on Walnut Street called The Haze. Where does the name come from?
It's my middle name. Yeah.
Oh.
So my name is actually three family last names. My name is Townsend Hayes Wentz. So there's the Townsends, the Hayeses, and the Wentzes. And, well, we already used Townsend, so on to the next, I guess.
So your next restaurant will be Wentz?
No, we're not going to do that one.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
Because it was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
That is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Townsend Wentz, who is now opening a new restaurant called The Haze at 1123 Walnut Street. So you are now in your soft opening, and this weekend people can kind of quietly come in and check it out. Describe the theme, the food.
Well, we're opening basically an American tavern. It's supposed to be comfortable and enjoyable and a casual approach to some of the food that I love. And we look forward to developing as we go.
How is it different from some of your other restaurants? Because they each have their distinct kind of region that you focus on.
Yes. This is a little more sort of from my roots. You know, I came up in the French cuisine, but also, you know, did a bunch of gastropub stuff when that was popular. And still, you know, we always loved those kind of establishments. And we're excited to do our version of one.
What are some of the highlights of the menu?
Highlights of the menu for us are going to be just a great burger. We're going to do some fried oysters and raw oysters as well. We look forward to doing a version of snapper soup, which was one of my favorites when I was starting to cook. Then we have a couple salads and pretty much just elevated pub fare.
From where did you draw inspiration for The Haze?
A lot of it is during the pandemic, you had to kind of find your way a little bit more. We had a little bit more time to look around and found ourselves in, you know, some of the more rural and suburban areas of Philadelphia and its surrounding counties, and really just enjoyed some of the places that we stopped through.
Oh, because Philadelphia was closed, so yeah. You were dining outside of Philadelphia, and then that's where you got ideas?
It's partially that, but a lot of it is really where I started here in Philadelphia.
So when did you start thinking, okay, I want a new place and it's going to be on Walnut Street? Like, when did the thought come to your mind?
It was really an opportunity that we had to take over the Irish pub next door to Oloroso on 12th and Walnut. And, you know, the building really defines, for me at least, I'll speak for myself, I think the building really defines what's possible there. It's got an enormous antique bar. You know, we tried to change a couple things, and the more we changed, the more we went back and just tried to honor its history and freshen it up and bring our take to the tavern.
Well, you talk about history. So did you look into anything historic as far as the building is concerned?
Yeah, the building used to be actually a millinery.
A millinery?
Yeah, made hats. So, yeah.
A hat house.
It's a hat house.
Okay.
But we didn't find anything to lean into for that, and doesn't really help us in terms of any guidance to where we are with that.
So it was a hat shop, and then it was the Irish pub, or were there some steps in between?
Yeah, the only thing we could find is that it was a millinery, and they made hats, and I think that area did a bunch of like tailor shops and dress shops and hat shops.
Some are still there.
Yes, yeah. And we have a little nod to that next door at Oloroso up in our stained glass window. There's a little crest of arms there that I think has something to do with the tailor profession. But, we don't really see much crossover because we're doing the tavern. So, you know, we drew from what it is we want to eat when we're not making French food or you know, excellent Spanish food or working in an Italian restaurant.
So what are you eating? What are some of your favorite dishes there?
What am I eating? Oh, well, in this weather, I'm eating a lot of stews. That's what we're, you know, we're working on a lot of hearty food. The one thing that we do want to have a little bit of a crossover with is our love for choucroute, which is a French Alsatian dish with sauerkraut and smoked pork and sausage. And that's great for kind of a hearty winter tavern afternoon for two. So that's one thing we're excited about bringing as kind of a crossover dish.
How long did it take you to open the restaurant and what led up to it?
Well, that's not really a fair question because we got the space just before the pandemic and we did everything we could to stay open, ran a bunch of pop-ups, and it just, you know, we couldn't make it go and just let it lie dormant for a while. So we've been working on it off and on for about a year and a half.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's been a very unusual couple of years for the restaurant industry, especially openings.
Yeah, I mean, we've spent most of the past couple of years focusing on the restaurants that we already had opened rather than trying to open or reopen some of the other restaurants that we have.
So now that you're opening the Hayes, does this feel like a turning point, like that now you can maybe start to expand again?
Yeah, I feel that Philadelphia is experiencing a turning point right now. You see it in commercial real estate as far as building, which, you know, has a longer view. You know, it's not based in, you know, just the price of housing or even, you know, retail commercial spaces. But the long view for Philadelphia has definitely turned a corner. And we've, you know, I feel it in the energy of the people that join us. And I feel it in the energy of our employees and how they feel about coming to work. And, you know, living in Philadelphia, you know, they kind of see more than I do, than just one person can see. So I get a lot of feedback from them. And you know, I feel that you're going to see a lot of openings in the spring, and next year is going to be pretty robust for Philadelphia.
From your lips to God's ears, right?
That's what they say. I hope that's true.
What are you most excited about with the Hayes? And wait, where does the name come from? I can't believe I waited this long to ask you.
It's my middle name. Yeah.
Oh.
So my name is actually three family last names. So my name is Townsend Hayes Wentz. So there's the Townsends, the Hayeses, and the Wentzes. And, well, we already used Townsend, so on to the next, I guess.
So your next restaurant will be Wentz?
No, we're not going to do that one. I think we burned that one up a couple of years ago with the Eagles, so we're going to leave that one be.
Nice. What are you most looking forward to with the Hayes?
I guess really just having a place where people can go any day of the week from, you know, lunchtime through into late night and know that they're going to get great food and it's going to be more accessible. I look forward to meeting new clientele that may not want to dine in our more formal French restaurant or, you know, don't get up to Fairmount to our Italian BYOB. And so really that's, you know, ultimately that's what I like the most about this business is meeting new people.
So again, you would characterize it as
Comfort American Tavern with some surprises.
With some surprises and some, like that snapper soup.
Yeah, there may be a few things, you know, that people haven't seen in a while, or we may pull from, you know, some of my favorite pastas from our Italian restaurant, and you know, add those to the menu. So, you know, that's kind of the goal, is to make sure that everyone is comfortable, but also it's interesting.
The Hayes is now quietly open at 1123 Walnut Street next to Oloroso. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's good to see you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.